KIVZ.com. Pure Rock 104.1 The Blaze. You are listening to KIVZ.com. This is KIVZ.com. Pure Rock 104.1 The Blaze.
Some paranormal activity after 9.
Eww.
I have some audio alleged ghosts from around 1912.
Audio.
Yes.
And we'll be able to hear it.
Yep.
Nobody's going to have to explain to us,
They're going to explain what we're going to hear. Okay. So they went into a haunted house somewhere. I don't know all the details other than they went into a haunted house somewhere. And they actually recorded the voices of the people who are dead.
Okay.
This is KIVZ.com. Pure Rock 104.1 The Blaze. Tim and the Animal. Mornings on 104.1 The Blaze.
Hey. So
hey,
it's
hey.
The day before Halloween, and we have actual audio and the guys in the studio this morning from the Paranormal Research and Investigative Studies of the Midwest, a.k.a. PRISM. And their website is doyouseedeadpeople.org. Doyouseedeadpeople.org. Dead people. It's David and Dan who are on the show with us this morning.
Hey, guys, welcome. What's
hey.
Up?
Hey,
how's it going?
Good
morning.
You know, it's always perfect to have you guys on this time of year, of course, because, well, Halloween's tomorrow, and that's when everybody has their interest peaked about the paranormal, ghosts. You turn on A&E. Almost every one of those channels shows people trying to do the old Ghostbuster thing, or they're trying to do the set up the infrared.
Well, yeah, now they're doing a celebrity one with Gary Busey.
He's
so crazy. Have you seen that? Oh, man, it's like a celebrity paranormal research, and they throw Gary Busey along with, I don't know, some other pukes.
It's a big one or something. Right?
Yeah. Is he drunk while he's doing it?
Busey.
He's scary in and of himself. So how did you guys get involved in this? How did you get started?
Boy, I don't know, but I just saw a lot of stuff when I was younger. Kind of got into it in the mid-80s, and we started PRISM about 3 years ago.
I pretty much got started, going to the Villisca X murder house and basically did some search and found PRISM on the site and joined the group.
Now that's the house that's in Iowa, right?
Yep, Villisca.
The 1912 axe murders, is that right? Is that
what
it is?
Yeah.
Now you guys have gone in there with all your equipment, your ghost-busting equipment.
Yep.
Something happened bad in 1912.
1912, let's see, it was six kids. Well, it was a family of four kids, the father and the mother, and then they had two girls spending the night, two friends, and they were all killed by an axe murderer.
All right. So there's actually proof of this. So there's no question as to what took place.
Yeah, it was a murder that's still unsolved to this day, but it did take place. It was pretty gruesome murder at the time. One of the worst things I think that ever happened in Iowa. Yeah. One of the worst murders.
So we're going to actually hear audio now. Is this something that your organization then recorded or what?
Yeah, we do a lot of work with what are called EVPs, which is electronic voice phenomenon, and it's basically ghost voices on tape. At this house, we just get some phenomenal voices of children in the house, which is awesome because we don't have children with us. So when we get these children on tape, it's pretty amazing.
So the house is totally empty except for you guys.
Except for us, yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So what's the first thing we're going to hear? We're going to play cut number one.
The first one, you'll hear me. I'm in there with an investigator, and I'm saying, what time are we supposed to leave here anyway? Annie is the other investigator. She says, I don't know. And I think I hear something, and you'll hear these two children talk over themselves, and then I'll say, what? Because I thought I heard somebody talk in the room, and she says, huh. But you'll hear the two kids in the middle.
And what did you record these with?
This was recorded on a handheld digital recorder. It's called an Olympus W10, but just a little handheld recorder. We get things on video cameras. One of these will be on a video camera. We get them on condenser mics, anything, basically.
Okay. All right, here, let's listen to the this cut number one.
What time are we supposed to leave here anyway?
Get in here.
What?
Get in here.
Get in
here.
What was that?
So that's the sound of the kids.
That's the two kids. You know, what you're hearing in the beginning there is original stream, and then I do kind of loop it three times with a little bit of noise reduction so you can hear it a little bit better.
Right.
But it's two kids talking over each other. We think they say, one says, get in here, and the girl underneath the boy, we're not quite sure what she's saying.
Okay.
Play it again. Dude, that is so creepy, dude. They're totally making a hair on the back of what I do have.
Stand up on the back of my neck. Okay. Here it is once again.
What time are we supposed to leave here anyway?
Get in here.
Right.
That is so weird.
So cut number two, what is that we're going to hear?
The same kids record on the same day. This is May of last year. And you're going to hear these two kids say, he's going to hurt us. And the other one says, Paul, which is one of the kids who was murdered there. And you hear me say, whoa, something about it. I got some mist in the photograph at the same time. So you hear me kind of talk over it.
So when you're in this house and you hear these voices, you hear these at the same time that you're recording
them? No, actually, you don't hear them until, unless you're listening live through headphones at the time. But on these, it was a handheld recorder, so we didn't hear them. But sometimes it sounds like somebody's whispering in your ear. But for the most part, you know, 95% of the time, you're not going to hear anything until you okay. listen back on tape.
All right, here is cut number two.
What's all that shuffling?
Oh. Oh.
It's me moving around in the room, shuffling.
How loud do you have that thing on record? How loud is that thing?
You know, just a handheld recorder. You can't even set the how loud it's going. Well, you said it. I said it's a sensitive high, you know,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah. And
the highest quality, but.
One more time. Let's hear that.
All right, cut number three. What is this now?
Cut number three. This was on a video camera. This is September of last year, so this is a different time. We get this door to actually in the kids' room where the four kids were killed to open and close on command. I mean, we'll ask it to open. It takes a woman has to ask a man. It doesn't really work for her, but if you ask it to close and open, they think it's the psychics think that it's this kid Paul opening and closing and playing around with us. So you can hear one of our sensitives, Annie, ask, "Hey, sweetie, can you close the door?" And then you hear the two kids, well, actually you hear the one kid say, do it again, Lena, you do it, which is Lena was one of the girls who's there. It sounds like they're kind of playing with us.
Okay.
Hey, sweetie, can you close the door?
Now you're enhancing it now, right?
Yeah, there's noise reduction on that one. And that's on a video camera.
So what did the voices say on that?
You know, do it again. Lena, you do it, is what I'm hearing. That's the thing with these EVPs. They're kind of clear, but the thing is that, you know, they're debatable as to what they're saying. But the thing is that we're getting kids. That's the most important thing, I think.
All right. Now, cut number four.
Cut number four. This was recorded by Dan over here, and this was May of this year.
Yeah, I recorded this on a micro cassette recorder instead of a digital audio recorder. And basically, the person or the kid had to be standing right next to me because this came in so loud. And this was taken in the parlor room at the Bleskax Murder House.
All right, here it is. It's cleaning up the audio, man. Wow.
Yeah.
So
creepy.
You guys are in this house by yourselves. You get this gear set up, whether it's ordinary condenser mics or whatever, and you hear children. And it's in a house where children were killed, an unsolved mystery, unsolved murder from 1912.
Yeah, and there's more things that happen. I've seen a ball being tossed midair with nobody in that room. We've seen that a lot of people come to that house. They bring toys for the kids and stuff. It's kind of restored back to the way it was in the early 1900s with no power, no bathrooms in there or anything. And people are allowed to stay there every now and then. And
I know that they pay. You could pay to stay in that house.
Yeah, it's like $55 a night or something like that. The owner lets you stay. But
Now that you're saying that, where there's money involved, where people are starting to make money on this, it would behoove them if they had, you know, somebody playing the sound effects of kids, so you would record that, so this legend keeps...
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, it's the thing with hotels, restaurants, anything, who, I mean, I think you know, saying that you're haunted can help business at all. I know we help them by helping with the
haunted history. You're playing this, and therefore now people who are interested in that are going to go back there.
But also, if we went there and we didn't find anything, we would make it known. And this is just one house that is really, really haunted. You know, I mean, I think 90% of the time you go in there and something's, we're going to catch something, so.
Where's this house at now?
This is Villisca, Iowa. It's about an hour and 15 minutes east of Omaha.
Okay. So if these voices are in fact true, and these are kids that are milling about this house in some sort of suspended haunting mode, if you will, there's apparently some means for them to get out of the netherworld or whatever world it is that they're in, they're stuck in. So would it be finding the murderer or solving the case? Is that what people's speculation is as to why they are?
I think the reason they're there right now is just because us and other groups go in there and really kind of taunt the kids to be there. You know, I mean, I think if people stopped going in that house and just a family lived there.
Would chairs be upside down on the dining room table or, you know, start sliding across the kitchen floor like in Poltergeist?
You never know. No, you never know.
You know, even if you didn't bring up that whole other world stuff, it's still creepy to get the recordings of, you know, these
noises. It is creepy, but, you know, every time I see these shows, I always think there's somebody behind it.
Yeah?
Yes. See, I sound like you now, because you're starting to sound like you.
Oh, no, it's just because, these recordings, they're just, you know, if you put yourself in the right mindset of the, you know, this creepy old house in Iowa.
Right.
And these little kids making noise in the background, man, that's just...
It's one of these things that you have to go for yourself, and you have to experience a haunting to believe in it. I mean, just because we get voices of children doesn't mean that anyone... I mean,
right.
How does somebody know that we didn't bring kids with us? All I can do is tell you that we didn't,
right.
And you believe me or you don't. I don't know. You go to enough haunted places, you'll eventually see something, and you'll believe it. I'm not asking anybody who's a skeptic to even try to believe, you know.
Now, what about Lincoln? Is there anything in Lincoln that... what is considered the most haunted thing in Lincoln?
Wasn't there someone? There was some underground tunnels or something like that that were closed off a few years back.
Yeah, I can't think of the name right offhand. If you paid attention to our page, probably the most interesting one we did was a house that was not far away from where Charlie Starkweather killed two people, and the people in this house were seeing this girl, you know, with blood coming out of her stomach. The kids were scared, and we got called to go down there. And what's interesting is the farmhouse. What's his name over
there? August Meyer.
August Meyer's farmhouse was still staying. We went over there and took pictures and stuff, and a couple of our sensitives, you know, got real sick. And basically, it's you got to take their word for ours. You got to experience it for yourself. But what's interesting is in this house, we're down in the basement. We did get an EVP, and it sounds kind of like an Indian accent, and it's a girl saying Papa. And that pretty much was Class A, and we did not hear it at the time. And throughout the house, we've had cold feelings, breezes go by, and other
stuff
like
that. All the typical things that you see on these types of shows, right?
Dude, all I have to hear is one of those little voices out the front door. Gotta go. I'm not saying, hey, my equipment's inside. Sure is. Stand there, too. I'm not going back in for it. We send somebody else for it.
Takes me back to the Ghost and Mr. Chicken episode.
Thank you.
When Don Knotts is in the Haunted Mansion and he come to find
not sticking around.
But it actually wasn't haunted. It was the old man upstairs playing the organ.
I know. I just,
there was a logical explanation in that
particular
case.
Go in one of these houses, though. You need to pick something up on the recorder.
So what is actually considered, as far as through all of your studies and through your researches, what is absolutely considered to be the most amazing paranormal haunted place on the planet?
Well, they say, you know, what was that movie that just came out? The American Haunting, like the Bell Witch place. There's the Waverly Hill Sanatorium in Kentucky.
Eastern State Penitentiary in Pennsylvania.
So what's going on there?
Is it just empty places or what?
Is it pretty frequent or what makes it the most haunted place?
I think a lot of people go into these places, a lot of teams, a lot of people are trying to get scared and experience ghosts, and they just see stuff or they hear stuff. A lot of the stuff... That happens is people hearing sounds, you know. Not many people really record EVP, but not that they even try to record EVP. A lot of people are going in to feel stuff or to, like you said, that show on VH1, you know, just kind of
Celebrity paranormal thing.
Nobody can afford thermal cameras. They're about $10,000 a piece. So, you know, people are going in to kind of like piss their pants. So, and so these places have the reputation of scaring people half to death. So,
what's the scariest place in Lincoln then?
Scariest place in Lincoln.
Boy, I don't know. I've heard in Wesleyan, supposedly there was, I don't know if it was an old building at one point there on the Wesleyan campus There's one somewhere on like 16th Street or 14th Street, somewhere in there in South part of town. There was the old legend of Bloody Mary out there in North Lincoln.
And you know more than we do. See, yeah, we're Omaha based. Right. Like, we're right. Here.
But those are the ones that I'm familiar with over the years in Lincoln. What about Omaha? What's considered the...
You know, I mean, 80% of what we do is residences. We hit places every now and then. We hit a lot of places in Council Bluffs, the Squirrel Cage Jail. You know, there's a Dodge House up there. You know, the Black Angel. What do we do in Omaha? A lot of residences in Omaha.
Yeah.
There's just areas
so
of
you guys
Omaha
are like, kind of like Ghostbusters then.
Pretty basically. Much.
Yeah. Yeah, except, you know, we don't get rid of ghosts. You know, I mean, there's times we do. We had a possession case earlier this year that we had to involve the church in, and those kind of things are a little bit different than your normal haunting case.
Did you see that take place in? Was there an exorcism?
Yeah, that was
scary stuff.
Yeah, a real eye opener.
So you totally believe that went down?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
And that's something you have to be there for, because when you see somebody go into a trance or you see somebody be possessed, if you're not there, I mean, we got video of it, but it looks, you know, I mean, you could say the person was crazy or whatnot. But.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, that is fascinating stuff.
Yeah. No, it's not that. It's just being in some old house. Somebody's whispering.
I'd like to do that once, just to see
what
it's
like. Go ahead, dude. Whenever you guys want to come with us, you're
invited. Have a great time with that. Have a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, you'll have to call me, and when you find it, I live in Omaha, so I'd go with you on one of the Omaha ones.
Maybe come to the Axe Murder House with us one
day. Oh, yeah? I'm really busy that night, but any other time. You know, you caught me at a bad time. That's...
Okay, skeptic.
Now, I know that there's some stuff there.
He is more of a believer than I am, because I don't believe in any of that crap. But I'm just telling you, man, if I go in a house and there's like noises going on, I'm out.
Yeah, some bizarre stuff has happened to me over the years, and I know that there's some other thing happening.
Something underlying, under the surface.
So. I think what makes people believe the most part is, you know, usually when a family member passes, and that's what happened to me. It's the first thing I saw was my grandfather 2 days after he died showed up to me, and that's
what do you tell you?
That usually changes your life, you know, when you see something like
there's
that.
There's no question I had the same thing happen, and it absolutely convinced me, without 100% convinced, that there is something on the other side of whatever it is. There's no question in my mind. It's just, it wasn't in any threatening way, of course. But there is no question in my mind that there's something on the other side, whatever that is. It actually made the hair on the back of my neck stand up. I was so freaked. And I was totally unfreakable until then. So,
guys, thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
Happy time. And we're going to put a link on the POSnetwork.com for your website, which is doyouseedeadpeople.org. And you can get a hold of David or Dan and talk to those guys about maybe something that you have going on in your house. Although if people did call in to say that they have something going on this morning, you know, after we get done with sports, when we talk to them on the air, maybe they can explain maybe what it is that people are encountering.
I know that my wife lived in a house near 70th and Havelock that her dog would just out of nowhere get on the bed and go towards the ceiling. Excuse me, you know, kind of look at the ceiling in a weird way.
Dogs don't like ghosts. You know, cats are kind of interested. Dogs bark a lot. Yeah. They really are.
Brandy, who you've met, Brandy, our dog, the Sheltie, she's got very sensitive senses.
That's weird.
And she would go on to bed and act weird. There is something weird about that house there near 70th and Havelock.
Let's get through sports and we'll see if we get some calls of people who want to.
Maybe there'll be ghosts in
explain
sports,
their
too.
Encounters.
The ghost of T.O.
Or the ghost of Red Auerbach.
Oh, there you go. That's my cigar. Thanks, guys, for stopping by. It's awesome.
Yeah,
thanks.
Right now, it's Tim and the Animal. Good morning.
And it's 9:05 Animals Eye on Sports. That's on the way next. So hold up. The lights
are sound. You are listening to KIBZ.com.
Now, we've actually taken a few calls from our paranormal investigator dudes who are on with us this morning, David and Dan. And was it Dan? David, you took a phone call there just to kind of...
I did. Here you go.
Dan?
What was the gist of the call?
It was a woman saying they've been seeing a lot of apparitions and stuff in the basement of this house. The children would, you know, feel sad if they went downstairs, and also that there was a large piano, you know, downstairs that they would sometimes hear music playing. And the house is almost 80 years old. She said she'd have to look up the extract of the house, but a lot of creepy feelings in the house she was talking about, and even seeing stuff as a kid.
So that was a house in Lincoln here?
She said it happened in somebody's house. She didn't want to mention the name, so.
Sure. That's cool.
Yarr. Now, you've seen some things happen that you were just, like, totally freaked out about. I can't believe you actually saw blood come from a door. I mean, you, you say these things, and it sounds so weird.
It's the type of thing I don't even talk about on the radio.
Of course. Well, no. I understand why.
You know, how are people going to believe something like that?
Who's blood from a door? Tell us more.
No,
seriously.
Find out now.
I'll tell you, you know, the thing is, this is a house that,
Where is the house at?
Don't even really want to say. The thing was that this was a house that it isn't your usual haunting. It was a.
Is it in Nebraska?
No, not in Nebraska. Okay. But it was a woman who was staying with her friend, and she had just left her boyfriend, who was the head of a satanic cult. And he said, basically, you can't, you know, you're not going to be able, I'll be able to find you no matter where you are. And the minute she moved with her friend, just all this crazy stuff started happening in her house. They wanted me to kind of experience this stuff for myself. I go up there, I was laying on one of the beds upstairs, and it started rattling around, and boy, saw some red liquid come out of a door, the center of a door, not even like the corners or anything like that.
Right.
But you know, this is
Hollywood
experience.
That's like a Hollywood movie there.
Yeah, and it's hard to believe, you know. That's why I don't even talk about stuff like that. Because, you know, if I would have had this on video, maybe, you know. But, you know, that's the thing, too. We were talking about it in the break here, is that, you know, any photograph, any video, how can you say that you can't Photoshop that stuff nowadays? How can you, you know, people are so good with effects. And so, I don't know. That's what we try to stick mainly with the voices. Because it's just, I think it's the best evidence coming out that we can, you know, prove something else is going on.
So you're
going
to take me to that that house in Villisca, Iowa?
Yeah, we're going up there. It's second week in April, I think. Second or third week of April. Yeah, you're more than welcome to join
us. I'll take the station camera and the station recorder.
Yeah.
And if there's anything on there, we know it will be legit. So if I come back with something, you're going to go, holy shnikes, because it will be legit, because I know it won't be doctored, because I'll be there. I will prove to our listeners. Yeah. I would not come back and say, oh my God, there's these monsters and they're flying around. And so that'll be second or third week in April. So that'll be fun.
Why?
You want to come, animal?
If you went, no, dude, no. No way. Nope.
Monsters, there'll be creepy.
I didn't say anything about monsters. No monsters.
It's just an old house.
Monsters.
Just an old house.
You start running like that monster car. You'll totally discredit anything
you say. It'll smell like grandma's house.
All old houses smell like grandma's house.
Because they're musty and they kind of have that old...
It's the basement, dude.
Grandma lived there too long smell.
I don't think there'll be any monsters. It won't be like Scooby-Doo or anything like that.
Uh-oh. All right. Again, guys, thanks very much.
Thanks for having us.
You can get to their website, thepOSnetwork.com. And, I looked at some of the pictures on their website. It's kind of creepy stuff on there, so check it out. 926, it's Talica on 104.1 The Blaze. Good morning.
Thanks to the Prism guys for coming by.
PRISM. You can get that link. ThePOSnetwork.com survey says.
Yes, the paranormal. Paranormal Research and Investigative Studies Midwest.
This is KIPC.com. Pure Rock. 104.1 The Blaze.